don't deny anything. Well, everybody has a testimony out here of one kind or another. So, and for reasons of being on the air here. But, you know, I have fun doing this. So I've been around it all my life almost. So, what I've noticed though lately is the activity has fell way down for different reasons why. And that's what I try to do is bring some activity back to the airways, I guess, sir. Yeah, go ahead, Stephen. W9SM.
Network.
Well, as you talk about activity, and that's something that was a thought for my repeater. I could have had a 440 repeater, but I don't see much activity there. And the FCC already took part of 220 away, but 220 is a great band. It's below the noise floor, and it's not too crowded. Granted, there isn't much bandwidth available since they took, you know, basically 220 to 222, but it's a good band, and it has good properties. It shares the 2-meter distance with 440 penetration to certain values. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and go with 220, and that's why went with a 220 repeater, and got to know NAJBR and KADUX, and they had a network going, so I decided to join them and W9YPA. You know, we got to do something for 220. We have to preserve it. We can't let it go. We cannot let it go. No cell phones here. With that, we'll send it on over to